Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Elf Crash Murphy joins us today from Santa's Workshop, where the many efforts of Operation Merry Christmas are so focused at this time. Crash, how are things in Santa's Workshop right now?
Frank, Santa's Workshop is running like a well-oiled machine today. Of course, at this time of the year, they operate 24 hours a day, and while I would say things are busy here, I get no sense at all that things are rushed.
Crash, every year during our Tracking Santa Around the World radio show, we get reports of a last-minute rush at Santa's Workshop that kind of ratchets up the anxiety level for everyone. What are the chances of that happening again this year?
It's impossible to say right now, Frank, even with Christmas Eve just 2 weeks away. The big goals have been met here, and they're now just closing out a lot of special projects. But they're a long way still from projecting the shutdown time, Frank. That won't really be known until a day or two before. It always comes down to the last minute.
Crash, do we get any idea whether or not the workshop is prepared to work beyond the usual deadline?
Well, they're always ready for that, Frank. The workshop has, in years past, worked long after Santa's left the North Pole. He can deliver a lot and still have the workshop producing things for hours after he leaves. But that just leaves things kind of on edge for those who come later in Santa's flight. Areas such as sectors 4 and 5 in the Western Hemisphere. Santa could be nearly halfway around the world and the workshop could still be going at it. And that's happened a few times in the past.
Okay, Crash, it sounds like the battle plans have been well placed at the North Pole. Here's to hoping they don't have to work on Christmas Eve. From the North Pole News Desk at the North Pole, where working Christmas Eve is our specialty, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.